Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bob, we're efforting Pat Welter from WRAL in Raleigh, contributor to this expose on the Belichick regime at North Carolina. Wow, is all I have to say. How about the James Franklin regime at Penn State in the meantime?
How about Clemson even having their problems? Although
should
they just
switch
beat
coaches?
North Carolina, maybe.
Should those two schools just switch coaches?
It typically happens in time. You know, somebody ends up because you're a fresh start, and then you find, just like what happened down at LSU after
Brian Kelly
left. You know, they have resumes. People like them. It's a fresh start. But I think in this case, man, Bill Belichick, 34-10 to Clemson. They weren't even, or maybe it was 38-10. It was a real bad game.
And it's everything else surrounding the program.
Right.
There's a new bad story every single day. Do you think Franklin, we had Corey Geiger on yesterday. Do you think Franklin and the school come to an agreement after this season, Bob, where he takes a lump payment and leaves?
It depends on what that lump payment is. I mean, if it's what he's owed, maybe. If it's not, and they want some sort of compromise on that money, then I don't think he would.
Well, one of the things I want to ask Pat here is what would it look like if, I don't know who has an out after 1 year or what the contract looks like. Let's go to Pat. Pat Welter, WRAL sports anchor, reporter, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat is a Mount Lebanon grad and a contributor to an expose on Bill Belichick's North Carolina football program that has really taken off across the country here. Pat, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I was just telling your producer, I grew up in Mount Lebanon and then moved to New Hampshire in 2001.
Oh.
And then that's the beginning of the Belichick reign over the Steelers for the next 20 years. And now here I am reporting on this story. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
No, you can't. And I have to ask you before we start, Bob Pompeiani, I'm just assuming, a role model for you. Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, this is a trip for me for sure, guys. I've watched Bob and obviously grew up becoming a sports anchor. I've been a big fan of what you guys do in the Pittsburgh market. And Starkey, I believe I sat next to you in the press box.
Wow.
Circa 2014.
New revelation there.
Wait, where was this?
Steelers press box, or maybe it was Pitt, one of the two, around 2014. I was at WJAC Johnstown
yeah.
Sports anchor there.
Ah.
So, yeah, man. It's great to be on with you guys.
Was I communicative? Was I a nice person?
Yeah, you were very nice. Very nice play to me. We chatted briefly during the game. Wouldn't expect you to remember 10 years later. But, for sure. It meant a lot. I was getting into business. So, for sure, this is cool for me. So, happy to share what I know.
Did I burst into spontaneous, nonsensical song lyrics at any point
or
during
a yelp,
the game?
An annoying yelp.
You know, that was the era where, gosh, it was Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and Ben Roethlisberger, and you're like, man, this team is so good. Why aren't they better? And they couldn't beat the Ravens in the playoffs inexplicably.
Right.
And obviously never beat Bill Belichick. And, it's just what's so stark to me, you know, guys, like growing up watching Bill Belichick and as a Steelers fan, like the schematic edge, the prep, the little details in games that always seem to, you know, in particular, pester the Steelers. And since, you know, the end of his days in New England, you started to see kind of the cracks in that armor. And then now here, covering him in Chapel Hill, I mean, you know, all you got to do is read the story to see the quotes. Complete disaster, disorganized, dysfunctional, no communication. I mean, you know, it was, you saw the beginnings of that maybe in New England, and now it's completely boiled over.
Well, let's get to the matter at hand here. Yourself and Jeff Hauser, I'm assuming you guys combined on this piece, Pat?
So this was a piece with most of myself and then Brian Murphy, one of my colleagues at WREL, is also contributing to reports that we're doing at WREL in Raleigh. And then you've seen a lot of the national reports come out afterwards and you know, and speaking to a lot of the Tar Heel blog here. I'm at AC Media, the ACC Media Days right now in Charlotte. You know, we're all talking behind the scenes. You know, supposed to be talking about basketball. We're all talking Belichick. You know, hey, what do you know? What did you know? You know, and it's like, as I've seen their sources come out, and I'm talking to my sources, and I'm like, hey, are you talking to other people? They're like, no. So I just found out about a couple hours ago that some of my sources are reluctant to share new information because they're trying to tidy up the leak in Carolina. And based on what I'm hearing there, this leak is far from a couple people. And, you know, you just walk around in Chapel Hill on a game day. That's what I was doing on Saturday, just talking to people, introducing myself. And the first words out of different people's mouths were like, oh, God, this is such a disaster. You know, so it hasn't been hard to get people to talk. But maybe now that it is that, you know, all the knives are out from all these reporters trying to figure out what's going on there.
I don't know what the expectations were going into this. When you bring in a Bill Belichick, I imagine they're huge and they were talking huge. And then, you know, it's a change I saw on the roster here, how many different people they brought in. And so I think people were optimistic they were going to maybe change the direction of their program. But once I saw Jordan Hudson start walking around and all the stuff that's going on with her, I'd like to get your take on that part of it. How much, because it seems to me, I've listened to interviews where she actually controls how Bill kind of talks a little bit. What is the role of this person in this whole program and how it's come to be?
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly the story initially, right? Like, even when he was being hired, there was obviously people were aware of her. And my take was like, oh, well, when she comes in, they're going to realize that this is a large distraction. Bill Belichick made his career on not having distractions. He can do whatever he wants in his personal dating life, but they're going to have the self-awareness to not make this a thing. And it was the exact opposite, where she was out front. Obviously, you know, you can wear whatever you want as well, but like sequins, like snakeskin Carolina. I mean, you cannot miss her is the point. And she's at press conferences. Obviously you've seen her on the sidelines. And you know, that kind of cooled off after the CBS interview, caused Carolina to bring in additional PR staff to help manage it. And you saw a tangible change after that, where it was clear the messaging was focused on football. And they only talked about football. Hudson basically disappeared for a while. Pablo Torre had the whole report about the banning. You know, my sources said there was no quote-unquote ban, but there certainly was a pullback, right? Lately, she's been around more as the tension on her has cooled. You know, as recently as Saturday, you know, at the Clemson game, she's in the press conference, standing right next to the top decision makers at Carolina. Sure. Chancellor Lee Roberts, you know, the athletic director, the new athletic director coming in, some top donors types like that. So she's certainly around. But my take on this is that she is actually just one small piece in a culture of dysfunction.
Well, the story paints Belichick's program as one source told you, an unstructured mess with no culture, no organization, no communication between coaches and parents at all. Belichick will see players in the hallway and just say hi and walk past. Michael Lombardi described as rude. They've had situations here where the Hulu documentary is canceled. Now they have a coach suspended for, I guess, giving away what was it? Giving away tickets or something like that? Whatever it was.
Tickets, and yep.
Yeah, I'm curious if you've heard since this story exploded from Belichick or Jordan Hudson.
No, I have not. And the timing is convenient in a way where they're on an open date, kind of a weird schedule here, where they had an open date before Clemson. They have an open date after. So he can kind of hide right now. Like, I reached out directly to his PR staff right before I published to make sure they knew, in fairness, if they wanted to respond to anything. They chose not to, but we're seeing, I think, them react to the reporting in real time. Like, I thought, like, hell, maybe he won't care at all. Like, the way he's acted after games from the press conferences, you look at the performance on the field and you see his response, and to use kind of a Gen Z word, you feel like you're being gaslit. Like, his reaction to what's happening on the field does not seem in comparison, in relation to what it should be. So I thought maybe he wouldn't care. But, you know, we're seeing that he is. Like, I think I just mentioned that some of my sources are reluctant to share new information. You know, we saw, basically, we reported that the tickets, right, that one of the things that was happening was players were selling their spare tickets as opposed to sharing them. Well, it turns out in 2025, NIL is legal, players can make money, but some things are still NCAA violations, and selling your tickets for profit is the kind of thing that could get you ruled potentially ineligible. And UNC sent out a memo to all their student athletes. I obtained a copy of it in essentially direct response to our report. And then you see the follow-up here with this Coach Hawkins, the athletic reporting that he was giving passes out essentially against the rules as well. And that's part of our reporting as well. It's just these extra benefits that certain players on the team were getting. And I've heard from multiple sources that, you know, player like Thaddeus Dixon, one of their highest paid defensive players from Washington, is one that was just getting essentially, you know, above and beyond everybody else on the team. Is that okay in the new NIL world? Yeah, in a vacuum. But when you're not doing anything to bridge the divide, when you're not doing anything to create unity in the locker room, and you already have Mac Brown era players versus the transfers to begin with, and you're just exacerbating that, it kind of shows on the field, and there's kind of lack of unity, lack of cohesion, and the little things like selling your tickets instead of giving it to your teammate who has family coming in. You know, there's a lack of unity. There's a lack of team going on right now in Carolina.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Welter from WRAL in Raleigh wrote the story this week about Bill Belichick's program, toxic environment, according to sources within, unstructured mess, complete disaster. Michael Lombardi, the GM. You have Steve and Brian Belichick as defensive coaches. The team stinks. You have a divided locker. Other than that, things are going very well, Pat, I take it. The Hulu documentary, that's been canceled, I guess, because there's no good news there. How much truth is there to these two things? That Belichick, well, we know he admitted that he won't allow Patriots scouts to go there, which is outrageous when you have college players who want to obviously go to the pros. How about this thing with no highlights of Drake May? They couldn't, that the NC PR staff couldn't put out highlights of Drake May because he plays for the Patriots. True or untrue?
So, to my knowledge, it is true. I haven't, like, completely independently confirmed it. I mean, I've asked some people about it, and they mentioned some details, but it wasn't strong enough where I felt comfortable going out and calling in my own confirmation. But I know the reporter who did that, Ross Martin, you know, he's a guy that's connected around here. And it's just kind of, like, obvious, right? Like, some of these things, like, I joke, like, you don't need anonymous sources to tell you that something's wrong at Carolina. All you have to do is watch them on the football field. You don't need anonymous sources to tell you that their social media staff is behaving oddly when they're not promoting one of the best up-and-coming quarterbacks and a beloved player in Chapel Hill in Drake May. And then shortly after that report comes out, they do tweet about him. So, you know what I mean? I would venture to say that that is likely true, especially in light of Belichick being asked on the record at a press conference after the Charlotte game if he had banned Patriot scouts, and he did not run from it at all. No reason to answer that question, and he did. He said, yes, I'm not welcome at their facility. They aren't welcome at ours. So that kind of pettiness is a word I've heard used by some parents I've talked to. You know what? That's not me accusing them of it. I mean, you are your life's actions, so I don't know how else to read it.
Pat, you said something interesting earlier when the Jordan Hudson thing became an issue. They had to bring in additional PR staff, which I find laughable that they have to do that and that they get to that degree. But also, now, what does this mean? He signed a long-term deal down there. Is this just something in the first year they're going to get by and he'll get back on track with it, what he said he would do to that program? Or what's the feeling about his immediate future and then longer-term future?
Yeah, a couple things here. I was thinking this morning, like, I want to look at the contract. Now, we have the contract. I just didn't have it immediately in my possession. I'm literally going to look at it when I hang up with you guys because we just got it in our kind of news feed that we're talking about this story on. Because I wanted to see, is there a clause for cause, right? Like, can they fire him for cause? I imagine there's something like that where they wouldn't have to maybe pay the buyout. From what I understand with the contract, it's about 3 years, $10 million guaranteed. So at the end of this year, if they were to fire him at the end of this season, buyout would be around 20. And then it's, I think, you know, did it now, it'd be some sort of prorated type buyout, right? So that's where they're at. And before publishing the story, I made sure I ran it up the chain with UNC Athletics and among some of their decision makers and had a long conversation with one of them, basically running almost every single thing in the piece by this person. And, you know, at the end, I just wanted to make sure I knew what was the feeling for them as decision makers. And they said that they want to be patient. They want to support Bill Belichick. They hired him knowing that he had not had college experience and that they want to help fix this. But I think this is the key line here. Belichick has to be willing to accept that help. And, you know, you just kind of think about that word and why that was phrased, and you can imagine maybe behind the scenes he's not willing to accept help. Again, that's me speculating, reading between the lines there. But, you know, I think quotes like that kind of tell you it all.
One more question here for Pat Welter, Mount Lebanon grad, WRAL sports anchor and reporter in Raleigh, who just authored a scathing review of Bill Belichick's program at North Carolina. Limits?
Yeah, Pat, I'm really curious about a couple of different things, but especially, like, is there a thought in Carolina that Jordan Hudson is even ruining Bill Belichick's legacy as a coach? And does he seem as bought in as previously as you observed from him in New England?
Yeah, you know, this is my opinion. I mean, I would say he's ruining his own legacy, right? You know, he's choosing to live his life how he wants to live it. You know, I would say football wise, what I do know, what I have heard, like, he still can coach one-on-one football. Like, that was one of the things I got a tip on this whole story in the spring, but I had bounced it off a couple different people. And some of them were like, no, like, I'm talking to parents, like, no, my son's getting really good coaching. My son's getting really good physical, fitness and, nutrition. You can literally see it in their bodies. And yeah, it was really hard in the spring. You know, 4:30 a.m. wake up calls, almost militaristic. And you're like, well, you know, think about Remember the Titans. You're like, okay, you know, they're trying to bridge the gap between two different, you know, old school, the old Mac Brown recruits and the new recruits, and you're trying to toughen them up. Okay, that seems fine. But then obviously the results in the field have been different. Bill's just, you know, here's an example, right? Because I want to say the things that are facts, like the UCF game. They lose 34-9 to UCF. They've now been outscored 120-33 by Power Four competition. Completely uncompetitive. He goes into that press conference chewing gum, like Pete Carroll chewing gum, snorting, grunting, just a complete lack of disregard for his own image. I mean, these are little things, right? And this whole thing is like little things become big. So I would say that he still has an ability to coach football, but based on all the reporting I've done, there seems to be a lack of an ability to run a program. and clearly a bit of hubris or naivete on what it would take to run a college football program. And you know, all you got to do is look at the resumes of the staff. All you got to do is look at the last names of some of the members on the staff to know that maybe this isn't a staff that's capable of handling this when you have a 73-year-old head coach that maybe still can coach football. But look, guys, age is age. I mean, I'm 38. I've been covering the story for a few days. I'm exhausted. I can't imagine, like, running a college football program at 73. More power to you. But, you know, I mean, we're seeing the cracks of that, I think it's fair to say.
So, I was going to say, Bob, real quick, over and under, Pat, does he get to be here throughout the course of his contract, and can they turn it around? What's your gut feeling on that?
Like, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I really haven't. I would bet that it would be a mistake to bring him back for a second year. That's my opinion. They're in a tough spot. They made a huge investment, but and they benefited from that investment. They won the offseason. That's what they wanted. They wanted to raise Carolina football's profile. You know, everybody's angling for the conference realignments. That's a piece of this in the background. But, you know, none of that matters if you're an embarrassment and you've got people that are upset. You've got kids that are trying to make the NFL. You've got their tape is being ruined because they aren't being good in positions to succeed. So I don't know how you could continue. Crazier things have happened in sports. They could rally around this. They could come together. You know, they could do it in spite of Bill Belichick. You know, that's sports. We never know what's truly going to happen. That's why we love this. But I certainly wouldn't bet on it. And the way this is going, it's hard for me to see them winning one more game, to me, honestly, is a reach from what we've seen. So you're talking about a 2-win team. I mean, I don't know how you come back from that. So we'll see. It's going to be a tough spot to be in. I'm just a reporter. People try to come back to me, oh, do you have all the answers? I don't. But I'm just trying to tell you what's going on and what I'm seeing.
Pat, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and good luck, Pat. Moving ahead.
Keep up the good
work. Yeah, I know. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Yeah, happy to help you guys out any way I can, and I'll say hi next time one of my teams plays the Pittsburgh one for sure.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. That's Pat Welter from WRAL in Raleigh.
That reminds me of that program was WKRP in Cincinnati. Remember that?
I love that show, yes. One of the greatest shows of all time, Bob. So who's gone first, Belichick or James Franklin from their current programs?
I would say Belichick.
Is there any chance, because we've seen in college and the pros, people walk into a new environment, and when they transform it, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas, for example, when he replaced Tom Landry, he got absolutely killed for the way all that went down, and he was right in the end. Is there a chance that Belichick is crazy like a fox here?
No. I think he's just a guy who does things the way he does things, and it's just not working here.
Not yet. Is there a chance it will?
It might, but I think before that happens, they're going to make a decision to move on from him. You think differently? You think he'll be there for the 3 years and beyond?
I don't know. There seems to be way more than just losing here. It seems to be a joke.
It's a cultureless environment.
To bring in your kids to run the defense, to bring in other questionable coaches, one of whom's already been suspended. The whole Jordan Hudson thing. It's just a very, very odd situation. He is sullying his legacy at the moment. I'll say that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, especially I don't think he'll ever forget about their run, which was incredible in New England. But, yeah, I mean, this is not the way you want to go out.
And all the petty crap with the Patriots, that's just – I'm actually happy about it because I hated them so much. But it's kind of sad, really.
It is. I mean, the fact that he would actually, if this is true, go out there and say, do not – put anything out there about Drake May. And come on now. How petty can that be? If anything, you should be proud. That's one thing. You know, Pitt Panthers do it right. They salute all their past players who've gone on to great things. That's part of who you are as a program. You should always embrace that and try to put that up on the pedestal. Instead, he's trying to, you know, erase things that he has no business erasing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.